Colossians chapter 3 and verse 23. Whatsoever ye do, labour at it heartily, as doing it to the Lord and not to men. And then a verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 20. We are ambassadors, therefore, for Christ. God, as it were, beseeching by us, we entreat for Christ be reconciled to God. I really just have a very, very simple impression about the normal things of Christian life. I was going to say the ordinary things, but there's nothing ordinary about Christianity. Christianity is extraordinary. We have to do with a man who has come to this earth, walked here, lived here, done tremendous things here, one who has died here, but has been raised from the dead and is ascended at God's right hand in glory. These things are not in the slightest bit ordinary. We have to do with a God who is able to do far exceedingly above all which we ask or think. So as Christians, we have to do with that which is extraordinary in the way that we deal with the things in our pathway here. So I read this verse in Colossians because it makes a very simple statement, and it just struck me, whatsoever you do, labour at it heartily, as doing it to the Lord. Whatsoever things you do. That covers everything in our lives here. It's interesting in these passages, in these scriptures, both in Ephesians and Colossians, in which the apostle brings out a lot of heavenly and spiritual truth. But at the end of both epistles, he resorts to how these things work out in everyday life. And that's what really is the greatest challenge to us. The scripture that Malcolm referred to, we had on Lord's Day, the demoniac was told to go to his own home, go back to his own home and tell them what great things God had done for him. In a very simple circle of his own life, he was to be there to tell what great things God had done for him. And it's in these very normal things of life that our Christianity should really shine out most. And yet, possibly those are the circumstances in which we find it most challenging. He speaks here of the various relationships of life. He deals with the marriage relationship. He deals with the family relationship. And he deals with the relationship of bondmen and masters. In this case, I suppose these bondmen would be slaves. For us, I suppose it's our employers. These are the relationships that mark our lives. And the test to us is how in these relationships do we behave as Christians? Mm-hmm. So quite simply, he says, whatsoever you do, do it as doing it to the Lord. How it lifts it out of the ordinary to the extraordinary. Because we're not doing things for ourselves. We're not doing things even for those that we may love. We're dealing with an even greater love than the love of our closest relationships. We're dealing with the love of the one who has died for us and given himself for us. And it's a challenge to us then, isn't it? How it lifts the most simple task of life out of the ordinary into the extraordinary, in that we're doing them as doing them to the Lord. It makes things so much better if we can look at things in this perspective. Some things we find in life might be very onerous, might be very mundane, but you know, if we can do them to the Lord, it lifts it out of that into a different sphere altogether. And it makes for a joyful believer, I believe. And so he just says here, and I haven't much to say about just this simple word of the scripture, whatsoever you do, labour at it heartily, as doing it to the Lord and not to men. And so I thought of this passage in Corinthians as well, because it speaks here of being ambassadors. Every country normally has an embassy in another land. And it's like a bit of that country in another in another place, in another country. And those that go there are the ambassadors of the country that they've come from. So in that way, we can relate that to the position that we are in. The church here, if you like, is heaven's embassy on earth. And we are the ambassadors that populate that embassy. And what are we here for? We're here to represent the king of the land that we've come from, that we belong to, that is heaven. We're here to represent the Lord. We are ambassadors, therefore, for Christ. So in everyday lives that we live here, this is what we should be. We're here as representing the king in the land that we belong to, our Lord in heaven. We are ambassadors, therefore, for Christ. And he doesn't just leave it at that. He says we've got a message as well. God, as it were, beseeching by us, we entreat for Christ, be reconciled to God. What a wonderful thing that is, isn't it? So we come here, we're ambassadors. We've come from a different land, belong to a different land, and we have a message from the king of that land. Be reconciled to God. May we just be helped and encouraged in our daily lives to take up these things in the way that they're presented in the scriptures here, how it lifts them out of the normal into the extraordinary. May we be encouraged to do so, for his name's sake.
Amen.